Now you will hear the second segment.
Diane Lane and Chris Smith, scientists at the Center for Atmospheric Research in Washington, have invented a portable pollution tester that fits in your pocket. They told our correspondent, Nate Gillis, all about it.
So, tell us about this device. What does it do?
It's a small device that you can carry with you and use to monitor air pollution wherever you are. One of the things we wanted to do was, you know, we have all these sensors that are constantly monitoring air quality from airports, light poles, the tops of buildings. We wanted to understand from the standpoint of an individual walking the streets what exactly they're exposed to.
So, how does it work?
It's very simple, actually. We have this box, and inside is a mobile phone, a navigation device, and some chemical sensors. The navigation device is what's called a GPS aerial.
It's what your car uses to help you navigate.
Exactly. So the GPS keeps track of where you are, and the mobile phone beams the information to our laboratories in Washington, so we get updated readings in real time. We can actually monitor, second by second, exactly what you're exposed to, and then relate that back to what we know is causing pollution in the area.
So what might a practical application be? Maybe if a person is asthmatic or has breathing problems and suddenly has an episode, you can link that to where they are and if there's some pollution that might be causing that episode?
In fact, we're doing experiments along those lines even as we speak. That's exactly right.
This sounds like a pretty useful device. What's taken people so long to invent it?
Well, the unique thing, in terms of technology, is the sensors. We've taken sensors that are traditionally used in alarm systems and made them much, much smaller.
And better. They're 100 times smaller and 1,000 times more sensitive.
Yeah, the sensor technology is the real breakthrough. And because they're small and accurate, we feel confident handing them out to people to carry around.
What kinds of things do they detect?
Gases primarily. Carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, methane. Nitrogen oxide in particular can affect your health, so it's a pretty important one to detect. Also, we're detecting particulate matter, aerosols that are in the air. These can come from any number of sources, from sea salt and forest fires to fossil fuels and burning biomass, and they're the source of much of our air pollution. Our boxes still aren't quite as sensitive at detecting these as we'd like.
Yeah. Coarse particles between 2.5 and 10 micrometers, which come from smoke, dirt, dust, mold, spores, we're able to detect these pretty well. But smaller, finer particles, which come from toxic organic compounds and heavy metals, we don't always get a good reading on those.
And those can be pretty bad pollutants.